Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery. Coffee Break French, episode 49. Alors, nous sommes de retour avec encore un épisode de Coffee Break French. Bonjour à tous et bonjour à toi, Anna. Comment tu vas?
Ça va très bien, merci. Et toi?
Ça va bien, merci. Aujourd'hui, je suis en forme. Et toi, tu es en forme? Tu as la pêche?
Oui, j'ai la pêche.
Okay, that's possibly a new phrase. I can't quite remember if we've covered that in Coffee Break French because we're running so many different podcasts these days. I can't keep up with what we've covered here and what we've covered in Walk, Talk and Learn French and Flavour of French and 1 Minute French. Anyway, avoir la pêche, that means to be feeling great, to be feeling peachy, to literally have the peach. Alors, tu as la pêche?
Oui, j'ai la pêche.
Très bien. Bon, on va commencer, n'est-ce pas?
Oui. Allons-y.
C'est parti. So, Anna, you were not here last week, and I hope you listened to the episode, did you?
Of course.
So you know all there is to know about French adjectives?
Yes, all.
At least what we've done so far, because there's lots more to learn, unfortunately. We looked at some adjectives last week that had basically regular patterns. We looked at adjectives, for example, like noir. Noir means?
Black.
Okay, so what happens with noir, which is normally spelled N-O-I-R, when it becomes a feminine adjective, for example, describing une maison, a house, une maison noire?
Well, it sounds the same, but it's spelled N-O-I-R-E.
Absolutely. And if there were two maisons noires, deux maisons noires, what would happen to noir in that situation?
Noir would still sound the same, but it would be spelt N-O-I-R-E-S.
Because it's feminine plural. And what about if it was masculine plural? So let's say deux livres noirs, two black books.
It would be spelt N-O-I-R-S.
Très bien, tu as bien fait tes devoirs, hein? You haven't indeed done your homework. Okay, let's take another adjective. An adjective that's slightly different. In fact, you give me an example of an adjective. One which doesn't change from masculine to feminine, but does change from singular to plural.
For example, rouge.
And what does rouge mean?
It means red.
Absolutely. So can you give me a sentence, for example, with the word rouge in the singular in it?
J'ai une voiture rouge.
Très bien. J'ai une voiture rouge. So I have a red car. Now, in the plural, what happens to rouge?
Rouge is then spelled R-O-U-G-E-S.
Très bien. So, how would you say, I have two red cars?
J'ai deux voitures rouges.
Okay, and of course, in that situation, there's an extra S on the end of rouge. Now, there was one other sort of type of adjective that we looked at last week, and that was the ones where the sound changes. For example, let's take the word white. The word white in French becomes in the masculine, can you remember, Anna?
Blanc.
Blanc. So if we were talking, for example, about un livre blanc, that would be, of course...
A white book.
A white book, yeah. un livre blanc, but if it becomes feminine, can you remember how it sounds? It changes in the sound.
Yes, it changes to blanche.
Blanche, très bien. So we could, for example, talk about la maison blanche.
La maison blanche.
Et qui habite dans la maison blanche?
Et j'habite dans la maison blanche.
Ah bon? Tu es la présidente des États-Unis, c'est ça?
Oui, mais bien sûr.
D'accord. Ok, bon, je pense que en ce moment, Barack Obama habite dans la maison blanche, peut-être. Ok, donc la maison blanche, blanche being the feminine form of blanc. Now, in the plural, the same thing happens. So, in the masculine plural, we have?
Blanc.
Blanc, so that's spelled B-L-A-N-C.
S.
Absolutely. And the feminine plural becomes?
Blanche.
So again, it sounds the same as the singular, but it's got an extra S on the end. I sometimes think when you're learning about French spelling, particularly related to adjectives and verb endings and so on, but when you're learning about that on an audio podcast, it's kind of like watching the television with your eyes closed because there's so much to understand in terms of the spelling, especially with all these silent letters, like these silent S's in noir and the silent E. You don't really know how it's spelled. So it's like kind of watching the television with your eyes closed, I think. But you can, of course, have a look at the bonus materials, which feature all the adjective agreements and everything else in a written form. Anyway, enough about what we were talking about last week, because this week we need to add a little more to this. All the adjectives we looked at last week came after the noun. So, for example, where we say in English, a white house, in French you say, une maison blanche. And I said that not all adjectives follow this rule, and this week we're going to have a look at a group of adjectives which follow a slightly different rule. Let's take, to begin with, the adjective nouveau. Nouveau. Anna, can you repeat that, please?
Nouveau.
Nouveau. Now, nouveau means new. Nouveau.
Nouveau.
Okay, and that's the masculine form. So let's think about a new book. Okay, so I've written a new book. J'ai écrit un nouveau livre.
J'ai écrit un nouveau livre.
Now, don't worry about the j'ai écrit part. That simply means I have written. So, j'ai écrit un nouveau livre.
J'ai écrit un nouveau livre.
So, you'll notice there that the word for new is coming before the noun. Nouveau, un nouveau livre.
Un nouveau livre.
Okay. Now, that's the masculine form. Let's imagine that I have bought a new house. In which case I could say, j'ai acheté une nouvelle maison.
J'ai acheté une nouvelle maison.
Très bien. So, nouvelle.
Nouvelle.
Is the feminine form of the word for new. And you've probably heard that before. For example, in the phrase nouvelle cuisine that we use in English from time to time. It literally means new cooking or new form of cooking, something like that. Nouvelle cuisine. Nouveau. Nouvelle.
Nouveau. Nouvelle.
Now, let's just add in the plural forms of this as well. And you won't be surprised to hear that the plural forms don't actually change the sound, unless the word began with a vowel. But let's just stick to the normal situation here for the moment and look at the word nouveau, the masculine plural, and that actually ends in an X, nouveau.
Nouveau.
Now, nouveau in the singular is spelled N-O-U-V-E-A-U, and in the plural, exactly the same, but with an X on the end. N-O-U-V-E-A-U-X. But it sounds exactly like the singular. Nouveau.
Nouveau.
So, how did we say earlier, I have written a new book?
J'ai écrit un nouveau livre.
Okay, so how would we say I have written two new books?
J'ai écrit deux nouveaux livres.
Exactly. And there we have nouveau with an X on the end, which is silent. And of course, livre with an S on the end, which is also silent. Lots of silent letters again. Again, it's like closing your eyes while watching television. Okay, so j'ai écrit deux nouveaux livres. And of course, if we had bought two new houses, we'd be looking at the feminine plural form of this adjective. And the feminine plural is the same as the feminine singular with an extra S on the end. So the feminine singular of this adjective was?
Nouvelle.
Nouvelle. So the feminine plural is?
Nouvelle.
Nouvelle, yeah. Sounds exactly the same, but has an extra S. So how would we say then, I have bought, that's j'ai acheté, two new houses.
J'ai acheté de nouvelles maisons.
J'ai acheté de nouvelles maisons. Très bien. So, nouveau, nouvelle, nouveau with an X, nouvelle with an S. The masculine singular, feminine singular, masculine plural, feminine plural forms of this adjective. But why does it come before the noun? Well, it's a very good question, and it's got something to do with bags. But we'll come back to that in a moment. Let's look at another adjective. An adjective that is very common in French. And that's the adjective which means beautiful or good-looking or handsome. In English, we have a variety of words depending on what we're describing. In French, you've just got one basic word, and that is beau.
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 Now, again, it depends what you're describing. So if you describe a book, un beau livre.
Un beau livre.
Now, that would probably be a book which has a very nice cover. It's a beautiful book. Perhaps it's an old book with a nice hardback leather cover and so on. That would be un beau livre.
Un beau livre.
Now, based on what you know about nouveau, and how that becomes feminine, can you guess how you would make the feminine form of beau? And to give you a clue, it's a word that you're bound to have heard before, even if you've not done very much French at all. Nouveau becomes nouvelle, beau becomes
belle.
Belle. Of course, belle, the word for beautiful. And in particular, when you're talking about a beautiful female thing, a female person, or a feminine thing. So, une belle maison.
Une belle maison.
A beautiful house. Une belle femme.
Une belle femme.
A beautiful woman, and so on. So we have beau, belle.
Beau, belle.
And any guesses as to the plural forms, Anna?
I'm just going to have a wild guess here and say beau and belle.
Spot on. Absolutely correct. Tout à fait. And beau in the plural has what at the end?
An X.
Well done. A silent X. And belle in the plural form has what at the end?
An S.
Très bien. So how would you say two beautiful books?
Deux beaux livres.
Très bien. How would you say two handsome or good-looking boys?
Deux beaux garçons.
Deux beaux garçons. Now, you're possibly thinking, well, we can't really translate beau as beautiful here because we're talking about boys, and probably would be more likely to say that boys are good-looking or handsome or whatever. But the thing about the French word, beau, belle, beau and belle in the plural, is that it simply means someone is good-looking or beautiful or handsome, regardless of what word we use in English. So it's the word that you use in French, de beau garçon. Okay, de beau garçon.
De beau garçon.
Okay, now, how would we describe two beautiful girls?
De belles filles.
De belles filles. Très bien. De belles filles. And two beautiful houses?
De belles maisons.
De belles maisons. Très bien. So far, we've had nouveau and beau. or nouvelle, belle, and so on. And these both go before the noun. Again, bags. I'll come back to it. Let's look at another word. Let's look at the word vieux.
Vieux.
Vieux means old in French. So vieux is the masculine form. For example, le vieux porc.
Le vieux porc.
That's something we came across in Pornic, when we were in Pornic in the summer. Le vieux port means the old harbour or the old port. Le vieux port.
Le vieux port.
Now, if we're talking about the old town, we use a different form of this adjective. The word for town is?
Ville.
Ville. And when we want to say the old town, we don't talk about vieux, but vieille.
Vieille.
It is tricky to say, especially when we're going to join it to ville. La vieille ville.
La vieille ville.
La vieille ville.
La vieille ville.
So that's the old town. La vieille ville.
La vieille ville.
So vieux, vieille.
Vieux, vieille.
And if we're talking about the old ports, we'd talk about les vieux ports.
Les vieux ports.
And we've got an advantage here because the masculine singular noun, if you're looking at the notes, you'll see this, the masculine singular noun already ends in X. So the masculine plural noun doesn't even change. Les vieux ports.
Les vieux ports.
And the feminine plural will be adding an extra S. Les vieilles villes.
Les vieille ville.
Anna, how would you say, I have three old books?
You would say, j'ai trois vieux livres.
Très bien, j'ai trois vieux livres. And how would you say, I live in an old house?
J'habite dans une vieille maison.
Très bien. J'habite dans une vieille maison. Okay, so we've had beau, we've had nouveau, we've had vieux. And they're all related to bags. I will come back to this, I promise. We're going to do two more here. The next one we're going to look at is the word grand.
Grand.
Now, you know what grand means already.
Yes, it means big.
Absolutely. It looks like grand in English. G-R-A-N-D, but pronounced grand.
Grand.
So, how would you say the big museum? Let's imagine we're talking about the Louvre. The big museum.
Le grand musée.
Le grand musée. Très bien. Le grand musée. Musée is masculine. Now, in the feminine form, the word grand becomes grande, and you pronounce the D because there's an E on the end. Grande.
Grande.
So, Anna, how would you say the big swimming pool?
La grande piscine.
La grande piscine. La grande piscine. Okay, so la piscine, feminine, takes the feminine form of the adjective. La grande piscine. Okay, and again, grand, grand is coming before the noun. And you've probably guessed already what happens with the plural forms here. So, the big museums.
Les grands musées.
Les grands musées, which of course has an S on the end of grand because it's plural. And the big houses, let's go back to houses now.
Les grandes maisons.
Les grandes maisons. Okay, les grandes maisons. And again, there's an S on that. G-R-A-N-D-E-S. Now, the S is silent, but the fact that the E is there means that you sound the D. Les grandes maisons.
Les grandes maisons.
Okay. All fine so far. We've had beau, nouveau, vieux, and grand. All bags. One last one. Let's look at bon.
Bon.
And you know what bon means?
It means good.
Yeah, in fact, it was one of the first words we learned when we started Coffee Break French, because we learned the word bonjour.
Bonjour.
Which, as you know now, means good day. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Now, if we weren't talking about jour, but journée, the word referring to the period of the day, the whole length of the day, we wouldn't say bon, but...
bonne.
Bonne. And you sound the N. It's a double N-E as opposed to B-O-N in the masculine form, B-O-N-N-E in the feminine form. Bon, bonne.
Bon, bonne.
And of course, in the plural, we've got bon, B-O-N-S, and bonne, B-O-N-N-E-S.
Bon, bonne.
Très bien. So, we've had beau, meaning beautiful or handsome. We've had nouveau, meaning new. We've had vieux, meaning old. We've had bon, meaning good. And we've had grand, meaning big. Now, I've mentioned so far that all of these adjectives are what I've called bags. Now, I've been fairly cryptic about this. I've not really explained bags in any way. But basically, this is a way to remember which adjectives come before the noun. Most adjectives in French, as we saw last week, come after the noun. But there is a group which comes before the noun, and these are the bags. Why are they bags? Well, B stands for beauty. If you're describing something using beau, belle, beau or belle, then you would put the adjective before the noun. La belle fille, le beau garçon, and so on. So B stands for beauty. A stands for age. We've had vieux, meaning old, and we could also have jeune, le jeune garçon, meaning young, and we also mentioned nouveau, which could, in a sense, be related to age, if something is new. So beauty, age, and then G stands for goodness. So if something is good, using the word bon, and we can also add in here the word mauvais, meaning bad. So, le mauvais garçon, the bad boy, and so on. So, beauty, age, goodness, and S stands for size. So, for example, we've had grand, meaning big, but we could also add in petit, meaning small. So, la petite maison, the small house. So, bags, B-A-G-S, is a good way to remember which adjectives normally come before the noun. Obviously, as with any rule, there are exceptions, and indeed, there are other adjectives which come before the noun too. But there's more discussion about that in this week's notes. Okay, that's where we're going to leave it for today.
Alors, c'est tout pour aujourd'hui.
It is indeed all for today. And this is episode 49, which means there's only one episode left before we get to our 50th episode of Coffee Break French. C'est impressionnant, n'est-ce pas?
Oui, it's very exciting.
Well, next week we've got something a little bit different for you, a little quiz based on all the words, the adjectives and the verbs that we've been learning over the past 10 lessons. Of course, you can find out how to get lots more out of your Coffee Break French experience by visiting our website at coffeebreakfrench.com. And there you'll also find information as to how to access the Coffee Break French Express, our special mini-series featuring additional materials to help you with your listening. Mais pour aujourd'hui, c'est fini. Merci beaucoup, comme d'habitude, et à la prochaine.
À bientôt!
This podcast was brought to you by the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at www.radiolingua.com. Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com. That's pactcoffee.com. And enter the code coffeebreak at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.